Tito coming down for Thursday in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show brought to you by KeyBank. Indians start a four-game series and get out of the American League Central Division for the first time since the Tribe opened the season in Houston. And that is what's different about this first month of the season, Terry, because you've seen everybody in the AL Central and a couple of them, Detroit and Kansas City, where they can't play a whole lot better. Are you almost glad to see a different face?
Well, you know what? We ran into some teams playing really well. And again, you know, that's what are you going to do? The only thing you can do is try to beat them. You know, now those two teams play each other, so they're guaranteed somebody's going to lose. And now we need to, again, whoever we play, I don't care who it is, we need to just play consistent, good baseball. You know, we played a good game last night. Okay, now come back tonight. If you're not going to win every night, but if you do that and you give yourselves a chance to win every night, you'll win more than you lose. And that's what we need to do.
Even when you talk about hitters getting out of slumps and now the team – everything's in baby steps, isn't it, Terry? It's just hard to go from 0 to 60 without building that foundation.
You know what? You're right, Hammy. I mean, you might see a game every once in a while where you blow somebody out like we did, you know, in Detroit that day. But overall, the consistency of your team, that's what you're looking for, because you are going to run into some really good pitching performances or some bad luck or whatever. And in the reverse side, it'll be the other way too. That's why you're striving so much for that consistency, so you can get through everything, because it is such a long haul. But in the short segments, you just want to give yourself the best chance possible.
Watching Zach McAllister last night, that's kind of what you folks envisioned when you were putting this team together, isn't it?
That's, Hammy, exactly how we envisioned it, is bringing him in for an inning, and if he's being efficient enough, and you'll keep him out there. And he deserved to stay out there, and there was no reason to take him out of that game, and he did a heck of a job.
Do you feel that it's a role he will continue to grow into, or is he a guy that can just hit the ground running here with this role?
Well, Hammy, I think he'll hit the ground running with this role. I also think he can start. And I think as his confidence continues to mount, kind of like Carrasco, it wouldn't shock me at some point if he starts again, because I think he can do it. But right now, he can really impact our team doing this.
Also, Michael Bourne has swung the bat here for about 3 or 4 days where he's driving it the other way. Then he got a chance to pull a pitch last night. Boy, it's amazing what a couple of hits does for your psyche, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, he hit a ball hard the last at-bat in Detroit and didn't get anything for it. And then he hit the same exact ball here the next night and had a double. But he is getting some hits, and he's hitting. He right now, he's not missing the mistake, which is good. Before, he was fouling back, and then they make a pitch and he'd miss it. And I think he feels a little bit better about himself. You know, they threw that one ball up and in on him last night. It was good to see him pop back up and hit that line drive on the very next pitch. It's good to see guys start to feel a little bit better about themselves, because they care so much. And they get tired of being frustrated, but it gives us a better chance to win.
Guy going tonight has had a tough start. Now, I don't know if some of that's due to not pitching every 5 days or what, but you need a T.J. House to be like he was a year ago. And I know he doesn't have the margin of error that, say, a guy like Danny Salazar had last night.
That's probably fair. I do think that a lot of times when the season starts and there are a lot of days off, and I know I've talked to many guys about this, you take one guy as opposed to messing up your whole staff. And you try to do the best you can with that last guy. And for TJ, it has been an uneven road so far this spring. Not just his pitching, but when he's pitched, things like that. So trying to get him on track and get him on a schedule would be great.
Terry, last year he was really aggressive. He attacked the hitter, even though he's not throwing 95. At times, has he gotten a little defensive or maybe tried to be too fine here in the early going?
Well, I think that the way he's commanding, I think it looks like that. No, I actually don't. I just don't think he quite has the feel yet. I mean, even by his own admission, he's fighting for that rhythm where he can, you know, because he's yanking some balls or he's leaving his changeup up, or, you know, when he starts throwing the ball where he wants to more often, I think you'll see him be more aggressive.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That is the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Blue Jays coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.